Hello and welcome back to Are You From That Show, the podcast brought to you by Jordan and Hattie. This is episode 6 of season 3. Thank you so much for tuning in. So, here we are this week bringing you a very special guest who has been in very high demand from lots of our listeners. This is the wonderful Charlotte Francis, who happens to be Jordan's co-star from My Parents Are Aliens. A quick reminder to subscribe to the podcast wherever you listen, if you don't already, and if you fancy, give us a rate and a review too. So, on to today's show. Here we are with Charlotte. Enjoy. Charlotte started acting at the age of 7, appearing in numerous adverts before landing the role of Lucy Barker in the award-winning My Parents Are Aliens at the age of 10. Her performance in this role spanned a period of 6 years, during which time she also appeared in series such as The Mrs. Bradley Mysteries with Dame Diana Rigg and Office Gossip with Pauline Quirk. Charlotte left the acting industry at the age of 17, and she now works as a veterinary nurse. Welcome, Charlotte.
Hi, guys.
Hello, how are you?
I'm good, thank you. How are you?
Awesome. Good. How was your amazing intro read back to you?
It was good. It's strange, very surreal, but yeah, good.
So we always start the podcast by asking our guests how they got their first role in the world of acting and what that role was. So would you mind introducing that to our listeners?
Of course. So the first role I think I got was a Heinz tomato ketchup advert.
Brilliant.
I played a young girl that stole a cookie and she was told off because she couldn't have a cookie before dinner. That's the earliest one that I can remember. But my first proper role would have been Lucy in My Parents Are Aliens, which, was a big one, quite a big one, quite a popular one, I guess.
Hold on, let's not forget your iconic role in the BNBN adverts.
Oh, yeah, I scooped over that one. But yeah, it's what a lot of people remember, in fairness. Well, lots of people remember the advert, not necessarily me in it. I also poked my tongue out on the BN advert, the iconic BN advert, oh, yeah. I suppose.
So tell us about Lucy Barker.
Yeah, so she was a bit of a geek. She was pretty clever, which was probably quite the opposite to me. And I enjoyed playing it, definitely. It was a big part of my life, I suppose, for many years. So I loved it. I remember going to the audition and it was actually, I was going for another part in something else, which I can't remember what it was for. And I happened to be in London already for the audition and my agent called me and said, they want to see you tomorrow. And my mum said, we're in London now. Is there any chance we can get in? And I ended up going to the casting director's house.
Wow.
And she was like, yeah, I'll see you now. It's fine. So I literally went to her house, like my mum had a cup of tea on her sofa and I just got given the script and did it. And then I think I went to one or two callbacks, I can't remember. And then, got the part and stayed there for a number of years.
So did you guys ever meet in the auditions? I'm trying to work out if you would have been auditioning at the same time.
I think I met Alex in, who played Josh. I think I met Alex in one of the callbacks. But that's the only person that I can remember meeting. Please don't tell me I saw you, Jordan.
I don't remember you either, so don't worry if we did.
We probably didn't then.
Yeah. Was there never an audition where it was you, Alex and Danielle who played Mel? There was never like a three of you with a kids audition?
Not that I can remember. As far as I know, no. It was, I had one callback and I had a callback with I think two or three other people that were playing Lucy, but I think they were doing all the other callbacks on the same day. So as far as I can remember, there wasn't, but I'm not sure.
So do you remember being nervous going for those auditions? How old would you have been? You'd have been 10, wouldn't you? That's what we said.
So I was 9 when I was going, I was 9 when we first started. So yeah, I I don't remember being nervous. I think it was just something that I did then. So I didn't really think of it as a job as such, as if you're kind of going for a job interview. And I suppose as auditions, as I got older, I was definitely nervous, but I don't remember being nervous for that one, especially I think as I'd already been for another one. So I wasn't really focused. Mm-hmm. And then the callback, I remember just being like, oh, okay, this is just like a first audition kind of thing. So yeah, I suppose a bit of a strange one, but I don't remember feeling nervous, no.
I wonder if going to the casting director's house actually made it feel more relaxed for you.
Yeah, probably. And I think I imagine thinking I probably am not going to get this because yeah. I hadn't read the script. I hadn't done any preparation for it. I was obviously focusing on my other audition. So I don't remember really thinking anything of it as such. But then I suppose, yeah, when I got it, I also remember thinking, oh, this will be cool. But I never thought it was going to turn into what it did either.
What brought you into like acting in the first place?
My brother acted, my eldest brother acted quite a bit. He did a lot, a couple of like period dramas, and he did a lot on stage. And I was the youngest and the only girl in the family. And so apparently, so my parents say, I just wanted to do everything that they did. So when my brother was acting, I was just like, yeah, I could do that, definitely. So then I ended up going with his agency just because I went along to a couple of auditions and stuff with him, and then ended up joining his agency. And that was that, really. I remember, my dad says, my first audition, I apparently ran and screamed out of, though. Because I didn't want to be there, so he didn't take me to the next one.
Do you remember enjoying the auditions, apart from that first one where you ran out?
Apart from the first one, I don't remember that. I think he's exaggerating as well. I remember enjoying the auditions when I was prepared. I remember getting like the scripts and like preparing the night before and stuff like that. I really didn't like the kind of off the cuff ones. Obviously, that's the one I got my biggest job out of. It worked in my favour. I remember thinking like it was an enjoyable process, but a strange one. Like, I think it's weird when you're just sat in a room with lots of other people that are a similar age and I suppose a similar look to you, and you're just like, all right, like we're all looking for the same job, and it's a strange situation, I suppose. But yeah, I remember enjoying them, definitely.
When you would go back to school after your starring roles in the Heinz Tomato and the DNA, did other kids at school, were they like, oh my gosh, you're on TV? Or were they like, oh, you're on TV? What were they like?
I don't remember them being like that with the adverts as such. Maybe the BN one, but I can't really remember it. But definitely My Parents Are Aliens, the first series of that. I think because we did quite a bit of promo for it and stuff like that, people would see me like, when they were watching other programs and things like that. And then they'd be like, oh, cool. Like, I know her or whatever. And then obviously like I'd go back to school and I remember thinking, cause I went to a normal school, I didn't go to a drama school. And so I was the only one that I knew of anyway, that did that sort of thing. And so, yeah, it was quite a novelty, I guess, for a lot of people. To me, it was obviously just normal what I did, but yeah, I think it was quite a big reaction from a lot of people.
Did you ever think about going to a drama school because you were in such a long-running show, it might have made it easier?
No, I never wanted that. I don't think my family always kept me like really grounded. I think if I ever wanted to, they were like, no, like stay at a normal school, make sure that you like do your studies and things like that as well as if you can. And so I think even if I wanted to do that, it would have been a case of doing it at a later point, like doing it at college or doing it at uni. But at that point, it's not what I wanted to do. So stuck with my veterinary.
Which we will get onto.
Yeah.
We'll get onto it.
So you were saying like when you, also the promo work. I don't remember that. What was the promo work for series one?
We did like loads of adverts and things for like CITV.
Did you?
Remember that?
I don't remember that at all.
Series one.
I don't remember seeing that or hearing about it at all.
Yeah, I remember there being loads of adverts on, definitely, like before it came on, like things before other shows and things like that on CITV, there was like coming soon kind of thing. And there was like pictures of me for sure. I'm sure of it. You're now making me question it.
No, believe me, your memories will be a lot better than my memory. So let's go. say and what I say.
But yeah, I'm pretty sure that was season one, but maybe it was further into it. But yeah, I'm pretty sure it was, because it was like, oh, exciting, it's going to be aired for the first time and stuff like that.
So you were 9 in series one? No, you were 9.
Yeah, I think I was 9 or just turning 10. I think it was 9 when we filmed it, and then I was 10 when it was coming out, possibly.
Oh, okay. Okay. What was it like going up to, obviously for everyone who doesn't know, we filmed up in Leeds, which obviously for us London folk, which we were all London folk actually at the time, it's like, you know, 2.5 hour train journey away and spending a week up in a hotel. What was that like being like a 9-year-old doing
yeah,
that?
Yeah, it was strange. I remember the first series, my mum came with me, and my mum was the chaperone. So she came up with me for the first series. So it was weird being in a hotel, but it also wasn't for very long. Whereas obviously as the series went on, they got longer and longer. So it took up more of a chunk of time. So they ended up getting chaperones in to sort of look after us more often. Then I think we stayed in hotels for quite a long time, didn't we? Was that the first few series? And then we ended up moving into a house altogether. So I think it was obviously by the end something I just got very used to and didn't seem strange at all. But to start with, yeah, definitely, I think it was a strange one, being away from family and being away from home. But it was also different and exciting.
Yeah.
So I don't remember ever feeling like, oh God, this is awful, I don't want to be here, I don't want to be in a hotel. I think for the most part, I shared with Bella, played Wendy, and she, I think we shared a room for most of the time. So it was just quite fun, like being away with a friend as opposed to being sort of on your own as such.
I think someone else described it. In fact, it might have been Jordan, you. It was that it can kind of be like being at a party or something all the time, like a kid's party, because you're always being entertained.
Yeah.
It's always something to kind of occupy your time. You're going somewhere, you're being taken to eat something, you're going to see a film.
Yeah, exactly right. Yeah, we were always kind of, I guess they were trying to keep us entertained, quiet most of the time. I wouldn't want to look after 5 kids. Obviously, like, yeah, we would go to the cinema in the evening, or we'd go out for a meal, or obviously if we were staying in a hotel, we'd all like do something together. And it was, yeah, just really nice. It was like fun. Definitely to start with, it was fun. Like, you looked forward to it. It was like, oh, I'm going to see everybody. And then like you come back on the weekends and I'd be excited to get back on the Sunday to make sure that like going to be away with my friends for the week kind of thing. Yeah,
isn't that the best job in the world, guys? Imagine that, just like so excited on a Sunday night.
Yeah, I loved it. Maybe it's just me.
Yeah.
No, I was the same, definitely.
It was. I remember when I first came into the first series, and I think I came into the third episode and everyone already done 3 weeks together. And it just was so like, it was a little bit overwhelming actually, because you all just seemed to like know each other. It was like walking into like a new gang. And you're like the newbie into that gang. But it was actually, everyone was very welcoming actually when I first came in. So thank you for that.
I can't remember you not being there, to be honest. So
it was only 2 weeks, and then I was there for the next 6 years.
Stuck with you.
Yeah. You were saying it was fun going up like for the first series. Did it ever become like not fun for you going up?
Somewhere in the middle, because obviously the series got quite a bit longer. And for the most part, we did them mostly throughout the summer holidays. Which was fine, because obviously it was making sure that we did obviously most of it out of school time. But I remember thinking everyone else is like having fun and off school and like doing fun things together, and I'm working. And even though when I actually think about it now, I was like, obviously I was working, but it was also really good fun and we were really like well looked after and things like that. I remember thinking at the time, like, I just want to be with like my friends in London, or I just want to be on holiday with my family and stuff like that. I remember thinking like, oh, am I missing out on something? But now I think about it and I'm like, I probably did miss out on quite a lot. Now I obviously think about how much school I missed out on, I suppose. Obviously we had tutors and things like that, but it's quite a surreal situation, I suppose, for people who I guess aren't in drama school. Like, I know obviously Jordan, you went to drama school, and I suppose that was quite usual for you. But for me, it was like in my school, people were so shocked that I was able to drop GCSEs and things like that because of my filming. And so, yeah, I was able to sort of do less as such. And obviously everyone else was like, that's not fair. And I was like, well, you know, sometimes I didn't actually want to do that. I wanted to be at school. I wanted to be with my friends. I wanted to be making sure that I could do that other stuff because I knew what I wanted to do. So, yeah, it was a strange one.
Did you ever get to a point where you were like, you didn't want to go back? Because one thing I thought about the other day was that in between series, we just always assumed we'd go back.
Yeah.
There was never...
Until that last one.
Oh, until the last one, when they were like, you're not coming back. But there was never like a... But when now when I think about it, there should never have been an assumption that we were going back, because...
No. I think, yeah, after the first, two or three, it was just like, okay, this is just something we do every summer, wasn't it?
Mm.
And it ended up being that, I think to start with, I was like, oh, it'll be nice to see everyone.
Yeah.
There were definitely times where I just thought, I don't want to go back up there. Like, I have plans, or I wanted to do this, or someone else is doing it. It was like really trivial things, not anything like important, but just like, oh, everyone's going around her house on Tuesday and I really want
to.
Like, it's just stupid things. But actually, when you're a kid, it's like such a massive, huge thing in your life where you're like, I'm missing out on this amazing thing, which is actually just sleepover at McDonald's.
Those are the best parties.
Exactly.
when I think back to it, though, because 6 years is a hell of a long time, like, especially like for, I guess for a lot of us, it was all our teenage years when you're really like growing up.
Yeah.
And it's weird to be able to watch yourself grow up throughout your time watching a TV show.
Yeah.
Do you look back now and just sort of enjoy looking back at it?
I mean, I don't. I never really did watch it in the first place, but I don't watch it now. And sometimes I have friends and things that will bring up clips and I'm just like, it's so weird to be able to, I suppose it's just like watching videos of you when you were younger and you're just, I sound so weird or annoying. I think because it was so normal for me, I suppose, because it was just something I did every year and it wasn't like a big deal because everyone in it was just people that I knew. But to everyone else, obviously lots of people that either I didn't know or my friends, they were like, it's such an amazing thing that you've done. And I was like, now I can appreciate that, obviously, that it was such a huge and amazing thing that we did for so long, because I suppose now you look at it and things don't necessarily go on for that long anymore. I think while I think it was an amazing thing to do, I wouldn't necessarily look back on it just because I would find it uncomfortable.
I think that's one of the things that's so amazing is how many episodes there are that you guys filmed.
It's
what
crazy.
What was it like on set, sort of day in, day out, in the actual acting part of it? Did you do a lot of takes? Did they do a lot of work with you guys, workshopping it or rehearsing?
Yeah, they did. I can't really remember. We did, I think every week we did an episode and we did like rehearsals at the start of the week and filming at the end of the week.
That is correct.
Good. Nodding.
Good memory.
So we did that. And I remember specific scenes where I had like really long speeches and I remember feeling really bad when they had to retake them all, because I couldn't remember my line. But there was only a few episodes which were like really intricate, or they had a lot of special effects and things like that I remember us having to do over and over again. I think it was quite normal, because like obviously in the other jobs that I'd had and things like that, we'd do a few takes of each scene, a few different shots, and then we'd kind of move on. But yeah, it was there was definitely some episodes where you just thought, oh my god, this is so repetitive, because you just do the same scene over and over and over again.
For people obviously listening that don't know about the sort of special effects, by that you mean like with green screen, whenever like the characters would like morph into things, like Brian or Sophie would morph into different
exactly right animals. Yeah, so we'd have the green screen in the background, and then we'd have to do the scene with and without, because we'd have to do the bit before with it and the bit after without it and things like that. So there was lots of different takes, lots of different angles of the same thing. We'd have to do sound things, loads of stuff like that. So it just ended up feeling like it was going on forever. And then sometimes they'd end up being like, the week after they'd be like, oh, we just need to do that again, actually, because we didn't get what we needed. So you'd be like, God, I'm on a completely different episode. I don't remember what happened then.
It's a very exciting set to be on, actually.
Yeah, definitely. And yeah, I think that's the thing as well. Like it felt, obviously when you think about the stories and things like that, it's so wacky and out there, but it was just so like, so normal for us. It was just, you just get used to saying those sorts of things and you get used to dealing with green screen all the time. Whereas obviously a lot of people don't ever get to deal with that. So it's something definitely that I've experienced that I'm grateful for to have done that.
You were saying earlier on how like, when you auditioned for the part of Lucy, you were completely different to Lucy. Like you were, I so. Remember you were like a tomboy, weren't you?
I was a tomboy, still. She was. She's basically like a complete geek. She's very, very clever. She was always like prim and proper. And yeah, I was not that. I wouldn't say I'm like stupid necessarily, but definitely not that clever. And yeah, I was a tomboy. I was into sports. I didn't really care much about school. So yeah, we couldn't have been more different, I suppose. But that, I suppose, made it interesting as well. Like if I was playing someone that was just like me, it would be a bit strange, I think. So it was easier, I think, to play someone so different to my normal character.
I think that's a real skill, because a lot of people we've spoken to, especially who started, you know, young, yeah, often get cast playing roles that are really similar to themselves.
Yeah.
I think maybe because people think with kids, oh, it's easier just to get them doing what they already do.
Yeah, they don't have to teach them anything, I suppose.
Yeah.
Yeah, interesting. I've never thought about that, really.
Did you find that then people like associated you with Lucy and just thought that you were like really geeky and loved school?
Definitely. Yeah. When I got recognised and things like that, if I was out, people were really shocked that I wasn't, you know, people found it really difficult, especially because it was a kids' programme. Obviously, yeah, there was a lot of kids watching it and they were really confused that I was like in a football shirt or something like,
yeah,
in town. And they were like, this doesn't seem like Lucy, but she really looks like Lucy. Could get away with it with the fringe I had at the time. Yeah. But yeah, so it was a strange one for everyone, I think. But I think it was good for me to be able to kind of like differentiate it in that way as well. Like that I had a character that I played and then I was someone different.
Did you consciously do that with you when you were younger?
I don't think so, no, but it was good for me. I think that when I remember being like, well, when I'm at home, that's nothing like I am, basically. Yeah. So I think that was good for me in the long run.
I guess so. Did you like getting recognised? Did you ever like it?
I hated it. No, literally from day one, I couldn't stand it. Yeah.
Why?
I still feel like that. Still, I don't get recognised and I'm like, but yeah, it was something that came along with it. It was actually one of the biggest deciding factors that I didn't want to act anymore.
Really?
I remember like going bright red every time I got recognised, no matter where it was. And obviously because it was such a big show, I remember it would be like one person would recognize me and you'd see it be like a domino effect that they'd like whisper to their friend and then they'd whisper to their friend and you'd be in like a queue for something and I'd just be like, I need to go, like I need to get out of the queue. I feel really hot and stressed and I don't want to be asked about it. I don't really know why, but it was always just something I really struggled with. Even when we were all together and when everyone recognised us, I remember just feeling like, oh, hopefully they won't recognise me. As everyone else.
You were like Lucy, though. I think certainly to like the younger people who watch the show, Lucy was like their hero.
Yeah, to some people, I think.
Yeah.
No, I think
no,
to a lot
definitely.
Of people.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think it was a good thing to aspire to, I suppose, to like school, and it kind of made it, she was always obviously a geek, but it kind of made it that actually if people were into school and liked the things that she liked, she loved space and things like that, that actually it was like, oh, someone like me that I can watch. So yeah, I think it was like quite a cool character to play, in fairness, but yeah, just didn't like the recognising part, didn't like being out and about and being recognised in person. Because I guess just because it wasn't me, I don't know, it was a bit strange.
Again, maybe it's different now, but when you are like a teenager, it takes a very sort of particular kind of person who wants to be spotlight, centre of attention around people that they don't know.
Yeah, definitely. I think it's crazy because everyone was really shocked because I, as you well know, Jordan, I'm pretty loud and in your face. And yeah, I'm pretty much like, I quite like being the centre of attention, quite like being loud within my friend group. But when it comes to people that I don't know, I go into myself and I'm like, oh God, no, I'm not comfortable with this. I'm not sure about it. I can chat to anyone, but it's more like I like a level playing field. I don't really like them knowing about me first. I'm like, oh God, what do you know? I'm not sure. So yeah, I think it's it's a strange one, given that I'm quite out there in my personality in general. But yeah, when it came to being recognised, or still does, I just really feel uncomfortable with it.
What's quite interesting about your cast from Aliens is that you were all just slightly too young to go to the pub together or go to a club together. I'm getting that look from you two that you weren't too young.
Well,
I mean, we were too young.
Yeah. Didn't mean we didn't go.
Yeah. No, we were. I remember, so I was working. Well, we did My Parents Were Aliens until I was 16. So 16 is when you, is it 16? You don't have to have a chaperone anymore.
Oh, yeah.
So I basically was at the last year that I didn't have to have a chaperone. And then we finished. And I was like, gutted. Because everyone went to the pub after work, and I was like, cool, that means I can start going to the pub on my own. Yeah. Great. And then it was like, nah, not anymore. Okay, great.
You still went to the pub?
I did go to the pub quite a bit. But with other people, that was the thing. It was like more like you still had to be a bit careful and still had to be a bit funny. Whereas obviously you guys were a year ahead.
I never went to the pub that often, actually.
Didn't you?
No, I very rarely went to the pub. I think I was being moody. I don't think I really enjoyed going to the pub that much in sort of series 6 or series 7. I prefer to just go back to the house.
How you've changed.
How I've changed. But yeah, no, I don't remember going to the pub that much at all. I remember we went clubbing a few times, didn't we, though?
Yeah.
Or we tried to.
Once, but you went with Patrick and Alex a bit, didn't you?
Again, not very often, but like once or twice.
Yeah.
I remember the club with the revolving dance floor.
Yeah.
I remember that.
That was called. Yeah, so I think I came that night, but my downfall was that I always looked 12.
Yeah, as did I, to be honest with you.
Apart from the wrinkles. So it was like, I was never getting in anywhere. That was the problem. I had to be 18, so I had actual ID. Otherwise, it wasn't worth it. But yeah, it was a strange one. It was like, in that kind of environment, you're almost taught to be an adult really early, because you're working and you have to be sensible. You can't be running around set and things like that, because obviously there's like cables and cameras and expensive stuff. So you're always like, you have to be kind of on your best behavior. So I remember thinking that I was really grown up really quickly, but then at the same time wasn't, because we still had chaperones and we still had to be looked after, and we weren't able to do anything really on our own. But the other half of it was like, you're an adult, but you're really treated like a child as well. So yeah, I guess it was like a bit of a strange one, but again, just something that you're used to and you just go through.
Do you think that if there was a series 8 and you were able to live on your own, like not in the house, would you have done that?
Oh, I don't know. Because you didn't, did you? You had one.
I didn't.
Yeah.
Yeah, I stayed because I think I felt the same as you, where like just what you just said, where you're treated like an adult in some senses, because you are responsible for getting up and you have a job to do.
Yeah.
But at the same time, I was still a child. Like I couldn't possibly live on my own.
Yeah, I think I also just really enjoyed being in the house. And like Isla, our chaperone, was like the best cook. So
she was.
Like, making dinner for myself would have been a bit much. Yeah. Like actually having to get up and get there on time myself would have been a bit much. So I think I probably would have stayed in the house another year. But at least I would have had the option to go out if I wanted to. I think that's the big difference.
So why, like once the series was over, was it a fairly instant decision by you to be like, I don't want to do any more stuff, but this is it for me?
Yeah, it was fairly instant. I did a few more auditions. I don't think I did any more jobs after the last series of Aliens, but I went to a few auditions, but I started college pretty soon after the last series. And I remember going to a few auditions, but then being called, and obviously, as you guys will know, like you'll be like, there's an audition tomorrow at 4:30. And I'd be like, well, I'm at college. And so eventually, like a few times, I'd be like, okay, cool, I'll take an afternoon off and I'll go and I'll do it. And then sometimes I was like, no, I don't really want to do that one. So I'll leave that one. And that went on for probably a few months. And then eventually my agent was like, so...
Yeah.
Do you actually want to do this anymore? Because you kind of need to prioritize it or not, basically. And I was just like, no, my head's not in it. And I kind of thought there will be people that, obviously not trying to be big-headed at all, but if I were to get a job, I would end up being like, yeah, I don't really want it. And there will be people at that audition that it's their everything to get that job. And I just thought, I don't want to take that away from someone that really, really wants it when I'm not really that bothered. And so I ended up being like, I'm not really keen to do it. I knew I wanted to work with animals. So I ended up sort of pushing it to one side, which, yeah, was, I suppose, a big decision. But again, I think because it had been a few months of kind of umming and ahhing about whether I wanted to do it or not, I think it just came pretty naturally that I was just like, no, I'm done. I'm not really that interested anymore.
Did you ever have any second thoughts a few years later or as you got into your 20s about getting back into it?
So the only time I have second thoughts is when I watch award ceremonies. And I'm like, oh, it'd be so cool to be at that. Yeah. but that's really the only time. And like, if I see something that I love on TV, sometimes I'm like, it'd be so cool to like have a part in that. It'd just be so amazing. But never actually wanting to do it, if you see what I mean. It's always just like, oh, imagine being in that. It looks so much fun to film. It looks so, like, I guess knowing it from the other side of it as well, rather than just thinking that's a great show, I'll think like, oh, it looks so much fun to film that, or I bet they had a blast or whatever. So I think that's really the only time that I've ever questioned it, but never questioned it enough to actually get back into it.
Because like you playing, you were really good as playing Lucy. You were great.
Thanks.
You're welcome. Do you ever feel like now that you could be an actor? When you see shows now, do you go, oh, I could do that?
No, never. Strange. No, I never do. I don't know. Obviously, I did it when I was younger, but I kind of just fell into it as opposed to like really seeking it out and wanting to do it like my brother did, I suppose. I kind of just was like, yeah, something to pass the time. And that's kind of how I felt the whole way through. I kind of lucked out with my parents are aliens. And then again, like you said, it's just something we did every year and you just assumed you were going to do it the next year. Whereas obviously there's people that are like constantly like, this is exactly what I want to do. This is what I know I want to do. And I think as time goes on, you think, like, I've changed so much when I acted when I was younger. And I remember when I was younger, people really praising me for the things that I did as Lucy. But for all I, obviously I haven't done it since, but for all I know, I could be a terrible actor now. Like, I haven't done it in so long, so I wouldn't know. But I would never think, like, when I watch an amazing part, I think that person's a really good actor, as opposed to thinking I could do that, if you see what I mean.
Yeah.
If you if you had kids and they ever said they wanted to go into the industry,
yeah,
would you encourage them to?
Yeah, I think I would. Well, when you say encourage, I think I would, if it was something they wanted to do, definitely. Yep. I'd be like, I'd give them all the options to be able to do it, I suppose, because it's something I did and it's something that I loved for when I did it. Mm-hmm. It wasn't anything, I suppose I'd make them aware of the things that you might be losing out on, which obviously for me was school. And for most kids, they'd be like, sweet.
Yeah. Good.
Yeah.
Good.
Sign me up.
Yeah.
But obviously I think for me, it was the biggest thing was being recognized and things like that. Whereas I think it's a very different world now with social media and things like that. That's almost what people want, or a lot of people want. So I suppose it would just depend on that individual person. But if it's something they wanted to do, I would never say for them not to do it, because it's not something that I had a bad experience in, or at least not enough to say for someone not to do it, if you see what I mean.
Yeah. I think I always remember when I remember back to my parents' aliens, I always think to myself, you had the best time.
Yeah. I think we did.
No, you had the best time.
Oh, me. Well, I think we did.
No, obviously we've interviewed quite a lot of people from the show, and
everyone said it was awful, and I'm like, it was great.
No, not that I said it was awful, but I think everyone kind of had their moments that really maybe like they look back on now and kind of like not regret, but really wasn't a very good time for them.
Yeah.
But I think, I always think back to you and I thought to you, you just seemed like you just enjoyed it and you just had a really good time doing it.
I did, yeah. I think I would never look back on it, because it's what I say when people say, did you enjoy acting? I will always say I love what I did. I will always say, like, as in, I didn't love acting enough to stick with it, to have other jobs and things like that. But I loved My Parents Are Aliens. I really enjoyed what I did. I loved doing office gossip. Like, all the jobs that I had, I really enjoy. But it's then everything that comes along with it, which didn't suit me as a person. So, but yeah, I enjoyed every minute, really, of what we did. I loved being on set. I loved, like, speaking to the crew. I loved being in the house with you guys. It was just... I think a really good experience for me, but obviously maybe not the others.
So. No, I really enjoyed it as well, though. Like, I had a great time.
Yeah.
But like,
I think, yeah, obviously it was different for different people, wasn't it? And I suppose, again, like, everyone's different and will experience things in different ways, even if things weren't different, if that makes sense. But it was a really positive experience for me. And even though I know now, when you think about it, or if you think too long about it, you think, oh, I did miss out on that. And I did miss out on a lot of my teenage years and the things where people grow and learn and things like that. But at the same time, I think I just did that in a different way to other people. I grew up, I still had a lot of experiences that most people have. It was just in a different way.
Charlotte, I've got a question for you that I don't know if I've ever asked you this. Maybe something I've known or was... I'll ask him anyway.
Oh, I'm nervous.
Did you almost get the part in The Parent Trap instead of Lindsay Lohan?
No.
Is that a lie?
Yeah.
I've spent, I think, my entire time knowing you thinking that it was like between you and Lindsay Lohan.
What the hell?
Or no. The Parent Trap.
I would love that.
I can see that though, Jordan.
What? I've always thought this about you. I've always thought this was true though. Not something I've just thought. I've thought it was a true thing.
How random. No. Did I tell you that when we were younger?
Maybe you did.
We were probably watching The Parent Trap and I said I was nearly in this.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure. Like, I don't know why I'd have made this up in my mind, but...
Yeah, it's a random thing to make up.
Clearly I have.
Or I have, I don't know.
Someone's made it up.
As far as I'm aware, no, I'll ask my mum.
every time I watch that film, I think that could have been you.
You think of me?
Charlotte would have been great.
Yeah, well, I think that could have been, you could have been Lindsay Lohan, just less rehab.
Yeah, I was going to say, maybe not the best path, but...
Yeah, potentially not. Awesome. Thank you.
Welcome.
Thank you, Charlotte. Nice. Yeah.
Thanks for having me.
Thank you so much for coming on. Thank you so much to Charlotte for being on the podcast. And thank you to George for providing the music. You can find him at soundcloud.com/George. That's JAUGE. Tune in next time. See you later.